I woke up this morning in my right mind. That alone is sufficient reason to celebrate life and to show some real gratitude. My body is in good shape, and so is my mind. But there are other reasons why I celebrate this day. In 2006, I experienced the greatest physical, emotional, financial, and psychological crisis of my adult life. At Wesley Long Hospital in Greensboro, doctors told me I had cancer. That diagnosis brought me to my knees. White-knuckled fear invaded and gridlocked my mind. A funeral, a casket, cries, tears, a hearse, all of that instantaneously flashed through my mind. I saw death everywhere. For a short while, I lost my composure. I was really scared, and I cried. I didn't cry for a long time, but I did cry. Colon cancer. That was the diagnosis. No other word in the English language evokes so much fear. In the minds of millions, it is an automatic death sentence, an automatic killer. Some people speculate the word cancer carries the sting of death more readily and more directly than the disease itself. Well, I believe words can also heal. So during my illness, I chose words that have enormous healing power, words such as I am, I can, and I will. My crying was over. And today, I am cancer-free. I feel like shouting a little bit. Another reason to celebrate is because the cancer diagnosis came on the eve of my 65th birthday. So as of this past January, I reached the sweet spot, 3 score and 10, or 70 years young and still counting. With certainty, I can say my best years are still ahead. At age 70, I have more experience, more knowledge, more energy, more wisdom, more courage, more faith, more love, and more compassion for life and for people than ever before. So today, I am really overjoyed with gratitude because at age 70, I have neither an old body nor an old mind. I don't look like a 70-year-old man, and neither do I think, act, believe, or behave like a 70-year-old man. I am forever young. Far too many people, you know, become old before their time. Old age seems to carry for many an unpleasant and an unwanted destiny. Some people simply cringe, even cry, or experience a mental meltdown at the very thought of aging or becoming the proverbial old man or old woman. Well, such assumptions are not allowed to occupy my mind. I select the subject matter that I wish to take dominance in my mind, and negativity is absolutely not allowed. Also, in 2006, I reinvented myself, and while bedridden, was blessed with a new business that sustains me physically and financially to this day. Now you know why my face is frozen with smiles that won't melt. May I suggest you find your own good reasons to celebrate life, and then embrace the thinking of the Irish poet James Barry, who wrote, "Those who bring sunshine into the lives of others cannot keep it from themselves." My, what a wonderful season and reason to celebrate life.